a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to super producer and host Ryan Hickey, joining us live, holding it down on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you, everybody listening all over North America. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I'm on SiriusXM channel 158. And thank you to everybody listening on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And boom, I pop up. It's been a busy day. For whatever reason, it's Monday, right? I thought on Mondays people are supposed to be happy, or maybe they're miserable that they go back to work. Whatever it is, got a bunch of sad people, angry, upset. Upset with the NBA's All-Star Weekend. What else is new? It sucked. We got a baseball player. He's upset that he has to show up to work. He says it's not a top priority for him. Is it a priority? Yes. They're paying me $245, so I'll show up, but it's not a top priority. Just a lot of upset people. Thank you so much to Justin Termini from SiriusXM NBA Radio. He called up and gave us his perspective on what took place in the NBA over the weekend. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate you. And then we've had a wide variety of callers. Alaska, San Diego, Massachusetts. We got everybody calling. Cleveland, Canada. Yeah, everybody's calling. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I'm at JR Sport Brief. I just looked at Twitter. Somebody asked for a segment where I said Deshaun Watson is a pervert. Okay. I'll find that and send it to you, buddy. Don't worry about it. Anyway, yeah, we've done a lot of talking about NBA All-Star Weekend, and it's old hat. Like, it's nothing ridiculous to be outraged about because it's the same thing. No defense in the games. I'm not shocked that the All-Star game combined almost had, what, 400 points? I'm not surprised. We had Anthony Davis come out. Anthony Davis was like, hey, yeah, the best part about All-Star, about the actual game, were the guys in the timeouts that we didn't see on TV, the dunkers in timeout. Listen to Anthony Davis.
I mean, Cat got 50. There was a lot of plays, you know, Bron's signature, you know, tomahawk dunk, Dame's, you know, three from half court. It was, I think, the best we were talking about it was the Bulls and the Pacers dunkers. The trampoline, like, they're very, very impressive.
Oh, okay. Okay, the dunkers. All right. Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns had 50 points in a losing effort. Damian Lillard went out there and had 39. Halliburton, the host of the All-Star Weekend, Tyrese Halliburton had 32 points. Just, Anthony Davis remembers the dunkers. What a sad state of affairs. Anyway. Jacques Vaughn got fired from the Brooklyn Nets today. Looks like Kevin Ollie is going to take over. Good for him. Rick Pitino killed his team. We talked about Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Looks like he's going to be a free agent. We had Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN earlier today telling everybody that Russell Wilson should be a backup for Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. I guess people are just loony. I need to go ahead and check the whatever cycle of the moon that we're in right now. Because I think people are nuts. I think people have lost their damn minds. And then how about this morning? I almost fell out my chair laughing when I heard and saw this. The Angels are going to stink. That's not why I fell out. I'm just, this is a precursor to what I'm about to say. The Angels suck. They're going to stink. If you thought that they were bad with Shohei Ohtani, they're about to hit the toilet. Mike Trout is never healthy, and now he says he's healthy. Okay. Does he have a back issue? Okay. All right. Let's see how that works. 32, how he's going to continue to get better there. We'll hear from Mike Trout in a second. But Anthony Rendon, this man is about to be 34 years old in June. He won a World Series in Washington, and then he cashed out in Los Angeles, in Anaheim, I should say, with the Angels. A 7-year contract, $245 million. Outside of the first year, where the Major League Baseball season was shortened due to COVID, Anthony Rendon, he don't play no games. None. He had a broken leg last year. Nobody knew what the hell was going on with his leg. And if it's not his leg, it's his knee. It's not his knee, it's his groin. This man is paid not to play baseball, but to rehab. And how about this? It was only a couple of years ago that Anthony Rendon, he wanted to shorten the Major League Baseball season. This is from the Jack Vita Show. Listen to this.
If you could change one thing about Major League Baseball, if I gave you that power, what would you do?
I'm going to say something very lighthearted so I don't get in trouble when I get to spring training. So I'm going to give you all an Anthony Rendon answer.
The first of the day, hopefully.
Yeah. We got to shorten the season, man. It's too many dang games. 162 games and 185, 3 days, whatever it is. Man, no. We got to shorten this bad boy up.
Even to joke about it, man. Give the money back, man. Give me that money. $245 million. You don't even play. What are we doing here? Does anybody want to earn their damn money? Does everybody want the money to just fall off the money tree? Is it supposed to fall out of the sky? What are we doing here? And so listen today, right? This is February. The middle of February, going towards the end of February is spring training. We're going to have spring training games that start in about a week's time or less. Anthony Rendon showed up to work today. He had a press conference. And typically, most players, their press conferences are, hey, how was your summer or your winter? How you feeling? Are you feeling better? Oh, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm ready to get going and to compete for a championship, and I can't wait for the season. Anthony Rendon's, his didn't sound like that. Just let's listen to all of this, please.
That's never been a top priority for me. This is a job. So I do this to make a living. My faith, my family come first before this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving.
Is it a priority?
Oh, it's a priority for sure. This is my job. I'm here, aren't I?
Do you want
to
be here?
I don't want to talk to you guys at 7 in the morning or whatever time it is. So,
do you want to like be here playing baseball?
I have answered your question. So why do you keep picking at it?
Damn. They asked a man if baseball is a priority, like not a top priority. And I get it, man. Yeah, faith and your family, they should be a top priority. But how are you providing for them by doing this? I don't know what are the skills he has or what skills he wouldn't have if he wasn't a baseball player. But it's like, damn, bro, do you like what you do? And I get it. A lot of us got to show up and do things that we don't want to do. And if you're not doing it now, maybe at some point in life you have. It's part of life. Is understanding and realizing that you always can't do what the hell you want to do. It's part of life. But when you're making $245 million off the backs of the spectators, the viewers, the fans, the TV distributors, you would think you would sound a little bit more enthusiastic about what the hell you got to do, which is something that people played, I don't know, as a kid, swinging a bat in the backyard. Swinging a bat behind the school, swinging a bat in the park. And it's like, man, it's a priority, yes. Most people, I think, would say their family is the most important thing to them. Yeah, most people would say whatever they believe in, whoever they believe in, is the most important thing. I would think you playing baseball is a top priority because it helps you do all of that, man. He just sounds miserable. And maybe if he wasn't always hurt, maybe if Anthony Rendon didn't say, oh, well, I wish we play less games. Maybe if the man actually gave a damn, maybe his comments today wouldn't come across as, man, I can't wait to get this crap over. You're like a thief. Like he's just stealing money, doesn't give a damn. Derek Bell, if you should remember Derek Bell, at one point in time, he had an amazing year. And they put Derek Bell, had an amazing year. He was able to flip it to playing for Pittsburgh for the Pirates. They called Derek Bell a real pirate because he stole money. And it's human nature to perform at the best and at the top when you need something. And in the minute that you have it, you relax and chill. Contract year, right? Anthony Rendon, perfect example. Wins a World Series, gets a 7-year contract, $245 million. And now he's garbage, right? Doesn't even play. I wonder if he made these comments before they decided to ask him to sign on the dotted line. I wonder if Anthony Rendon went in there during contract negotiations and said, hey, by the way, I know you want to give me $245 million, but this isn't going to be a top priority. And I guess misery loves company because the Angels are going to stink. Shohei Ohtani is gone. Mike Trout is his own, I don't even want to say worst enemy. It's just terrible. He can never, ever, ever stay healthy. And then the owner of the team, Artie Moreno, didn't he explore selling the team last year? Wasn't he so concerned with getting the hell up on out of there? The Angels won 73 games last year. I can't understand how they're going to do better. And Mike Trout, I guess his contract, well, I guess I know his contract is guaranteed as well. Mike Trout showed up to work today a little more enthusiastic than Rendon. Mike Trout's like, I don't want to go anywhere.
I think the biggest thing right now is I think the easy way out is just ask for a trade. You know, there might be a time, maybe. I really haven't thought about this, but, you know, when I signed that contract, I'm loyal. You know, I want to win a championship here. And, yeah, that's mainly. I think the overall picture of winning a championship or getting to the playoffs here is bigger satisfaction bailing out and just taking the easy way out. So I think that's been my mindset. You know, maybe down the road if something's changed, but that's been my mindset ever since the trade speculations, you know, came up. So that's where I'm at.
Oh, how honorable. I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to ask for a trade. The man's contract expires in 2031. He's in the middle of a 12-year, $426 million contract. He is about to be, or he's already 32 years old. He's had back issues. He can't play. Who's traded for him in his contract? It sounds real nice to say, oh, yeah, I don't want to go anywhere. Who wants you? It's like the ugliest person walking into the bar going, hell, guys, don't all come talk to me at one time. You ugly. Nobody want to talk to you. Shut up. There's nothing attractive about Mike Trout and or his contract right now. Angels are sad. Am I going to put them in the Oakland A's category of sad? No. No, I'm not. But damn, California, it's the Dodgers, and then everybody else is in trouble. Padres had to figure out their managerial situation. The Angels, Ohtani says, all right, forget this crap, I'm out of here. And Rendon doesn't even want to show up to work. Hickey, is there something in the water out there? Maybe, right? Do they have enough?
Well, that might be the bigger question right now.
Yeah, it's sad. Does you think Rodon, he's just a miserable whatever, right?
I didn't think about it. I hope maybe you're right that the injuries have gotten to him and the rehab is just grinding where he's over that part. I hope the love of the game is not gone because, I mean, you're getting no sympathy from me in terms of feeling bad for you that you got to play baseball 162 times a year for whatever that is per year, you know, 245 divided by 7. I mean, that's, I tell you, like, you hate your job. Baseball is not the sport to be playing where if you hate playing sports, holy cow, that's a long season.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say let's go Google what he did in college, but did he go? I mean, did he? I don't know. Where did Rodon? I don't know off the top of my head. Carlos Rodon, what did he do? Maybe he'd be an accountant somewhere, right? I don't know. No, I'm mixing up my Rodons. Anthony.
Definitely won't be broadcasting games. If he hates playing them, I'm sure he doesn't like calling them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mixed up my miserable. You know, the other Rodon is pretty miserable, too.
He stunk.
What, the one on the Yankees?
Yeah, with a bad mustache.
Well, he shaved his mustache, and now he has less muscles, so now he's going to be happy.
By the way, Anthony Rendon, proud product of Rice University.
Okay. Well, I mean, he played baseball, so he probably doesn't have a degree, right?
Got to be there at least 3 years. Maybe he got it. I don't know. 3 years is enough.
Somebody did the work for him.
That's also, yeah. If you're like UNC, you have a class, don't show up, you get an A.
Uh-oh. Hey, take it. We already got angry people, man. We're going to have more.
I'm just reporting what happened. That's all. I'm not saying that it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just merely stating facts.
Yeah, let's ask Derrick Rose about his time in Memphis as well. I mean, there's a lot of guys we can ask, right?
Basketball, especially when you're there 1 year. I don't think Zion was going to a lot of Duke classes, but.
Oh, well, now we have the G League Ignite, so nobody has to learn anything.
It's true.
It's for the benefit of everyone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of miserable folks out here, not I. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, I'm going to get to your calls. And I guess there's another baseball player. He's not miserable because he's about to get paid. His name is Juan Soto. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
No, I guess we're hearing from all the miserable people tonight, right? Shout outs to Kevin Durant. He's a nice guy. Kevin Durant's a nice guy. I know what the media says and all of this, and front runner, snake, all of this. He's a nice guy, man. 855-212-4CBS. What a day. Right before we went to break, we heard from a miserable baseball player, Anthony Rendon. It's like, hey, man, are you looking forward to baseball this year? Is it a top priority? He's like, man. Like, no, not a top priority. It comes behind my family and God. It's like, oh, yeah, we would think so. For most people, it is. Anyway, there is a baseball player. I guess he's happy. He used to be a teammate of Rendon's. He's younger than him. It's Juan Soto. He's playing for the New York Yankees. Got this big old one-year contract staring him in the face, arbitration, $31 million. He's going to hit free agency. God only knows how much money he's going to get. You think about these baseball contracts. If Aaron Judge is making $40 million a year, what is Juan Soto going to get? And it's a prove-it year. What happens next? We don't know. We're going to find out. His agent is Scott Boras. And so Juan Soto showed up today. He's going to be in the batting lineup with Aaron Judge and what have you. And, of course, he was asked about his contract. And Juan Soto says, I ain't thinking about anything past this year. Listen to him.
I let Scott do his thing. We've been talking throughout this offseason and everything, but definitely I let Scott do whatever he's doing. For me, I'm just focusing on 24. I'm here to play baseball. I'm focusing on playing this year and try to win as much as we can and bring a championship to New York.
He just lets Scott do his thing. Just Scott. Scott doesn't work for him, or does he work for Scott? Like, which one is it? I don't know. Anyway, is he going to stick around? He's going to go to whoever gives him the most money. I guess it'll be the Yankees. Otherwise, they look like ass. And who knows? Maybe Juan Soto helps the Yankees win the World Series. Yankees need pitching first. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody got to be happy. Ryan is here from Toronto, Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, love your show, brother. How are you, pal?
I'm good. What's up?
Not much, man. Honestly, this All-Star game, this Pro Bowl game, is a waste of time, if you ask me. I watch sports all the time. It's supposed to be competitive. There's no competition with these All-Stars or these Pro Bowlers. It's hard for me to explain to my son, or why is he so high-scoring? It's a joke and a half. They got to get rid of this stuff. If not, make it more competitive. That's what I got to say. Thank you for it.
Well, thank you. Ryan is like, let's get rid of it. I ain't mad at him. Like, the game sucks. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. What's up?
Good. Hey, first of all, I've had a great day. They've had NHL hockey on all day. It's been outstanding on this President's Day.
Oh, did you watch the hockey yesterday at MetLife?
I did. Just outstanding stadium series. The back-to-back-to-back they've had today. I don't know if everyone had work off today, but really good product to watch.
Yeah.
But
President's Day. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, so I was going to say about the NBA All-Star game, I'm 100% on board with what you had said. You know, throwing money at this generation, that doesn't work. It just incentivizes them to actually work less. My thought would be we need to get the teams, you know, kind of lured into this. So if you had the quote-unquote prize – for winning the All-Star game, to say, okay, this conference, those 1 and 2 seeds at the end of the regular season get a bye. You know, you've got most of your All-Stars in your top 1 to 4 teams anyway. So, you know, if I'm looking at the standings right now, if Minnesota and Oklahoma City get a bye, you don't think that's going to incentivize the Clippers or Denver to really want to get up there? So you're still going to have your 7 to 10 play-in games. You're only going to lose 2 televised games, but you're going to have coaches that are going to want to say, hey, I want to actually be on the team to coach because, you know, maybe I can get an edge for my team. We're going to have players that are going to say, I'd rather have a bye than have to play the winner of the
You want the All-Star game to have an effect on the postseason.
I think that's the only way you're going to eat, because you're going to have teammates that are going to be pushing their All-Stars to want to win.
I don't think so, man. These dudes are too cool for school. I don't think there's pushing anybody to do anything. I think that's it. If the idea of – because everybody's not going to have skin in the game. You know, like Scotty Barnes, and I mentioned this. We had a caller who said, oh, man, we should let the All-Star game determine – you know, who gets home court advantage in the finals. And he took it a deep step further. He's just like, whoever wins whatever conference will get all 4 games to start. I'm like, so the other team may not even get a chance? And that's ridiculous. I don't think an exhibition game should have bearing on the postseason, because what goes on with Scottie Barnes shouldn't have anything to do with what's going on with Nikola Jokic. It's just, it doesn't add up, man.
I can hear your point there. I'm just saying that the only way you're going to get some buy-in is to really put the teams involved, not just the individual players.
I think the only thing that fixes this is a player in the future, because obviously he ain't out here now, a player who comes out and wants to eviscerate everybody and doesn't care. Is this someone who has a Kevin Garnett attitude? Is it someone who has a Kobe Bryant attitude? Is it a Larry Bird attitude? That's what is needed. And I don't care what team, or I think we agree on the money part of it. I don't think any of that changes it. It has to come from inside. And for right now, it just seems like a lot of dudes just don't, quote unquote, have that inside. It stinks. Thank you, my man, Alan, for calling from Houston. 855-212-4CBS. Rich is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. I think baseball tried that particular tact, and it didn't work all that terribly
from
well.
2003 to 2016, yes.
Yeah. The bottom line is, if you're, you know, if your team has Damian Lillard or somebody ends up blowing out a knee and is lost for the entire season, basically for a weekend commercial for the NBA, I don't know that that's a decent trade. The bottom line is, know it for what it is. I mean, football has flag football. Baseball has an all-star game, and the only reason it has is, I guess, for the home run derby.
Well,
there's not
the
much
thing
you can do with
the,
pardon me.
Hold on, Rich.
Yeah.
The NBA, their all-star game wasn't always like this. At minimum, it used to be competitive. At minimum, it used to be competitive. And it's devolved from being competitive because I think there's an overall idea of what you just said. And we'll share that with you on the other side of the break, that, oh, my God, somebody might get hurt. Well, I mean, y'all make more money than previous generations who went out there and played harder. And so it's tough to say we have to take it for what it is when a lot of people remember what it was. I'm accepting of what it is. Am I happy about it? No. You know, do I enjoy the game for what it is compared to what I used to watch? No. You know, I think it's actually a lesser product. But you know what? They have to find a happy medium and balance between me, people who are older than me, and people who are younger than me. And that's like any other business. And I mean, damn it, the NBA is making money hand over fist, billions and billions of dollars. They think about these things. Please believe it. But as a business, they're in a very, very healthy space.
Oh, I don't doubt they're a very healthy space. And I guarantee you, if you're wanting to take your kid to an all-star game, you're going to pay through the nose for it. But the point is, I don't know how you fix it.
I said this. You don't fix it. I don't fix it. A player comes through. Two players come through, and they fix it. It's a mentality. And the mentality isn't had right now. And I think it's just a matter of waiting. I don't think drastic measures of adding a 4 or 5 point line or, you know, doing this for charity, although it'd be amazing, or throwing more money at the players would make a difference because they have enough money. I think it really comes down to what's inside of your chest and does it beat hard enough where you go, man, I want to put on a show. And I want to rip your heart out of your chest. And I think that's what we're going to see, hopefully sooner than later. Thank you, Rich, for calling from California. You know, is that going to happen first, or is the NBA going to take the approach of, oh, well, we have to we got to change the rules? Because one of the two will happen. The NBA will get involved somehow and put in some stupid gimmicks that I hope isn't the case. Or we have a player come through and says, I'm going to own all of this. I hope that happens first. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear from some of those players last night. If you didn't hear it earlier in the show, you'll hear it again. Anthony Davis worried about the injuries. It just sounds, it's real lame what a lot of the players are saying. And then I want to share with you something that took place this day in sports. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop return?
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, if you didn't like the All-Star game last night, then hey, think about this. This day in sports history, in 2017, Anthony Davis dropped 52 points. It's an All-Star game record. The Western Conference beat the East 192-182. So there you have it. Things have been bad for a few years now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of Anthony Davis, you know, we had a caller in the last break. He's just like, oh, well, wouldn't you be sad if the players got hurt? I'm like, man, they could at least be competitive. They used to play hard. They weren't out there getting hurt. I mean, they can get hurt anytime. So if we're going to take that approach, let's not play sports at all. Let's not do preseason. Let's not do anything. Anthony Davis, he made the same point last night about, oh, well, you know, we don't want players to get hurt during the All-Star game. Taken from Mr. Glass. Listen to this.
You know, the fans and the league and everybody wants to be competitive. But then you also, you know, as players think about, you know, trying not to get hurt. You know, obviously injuries are part of the game, and you know, no one wants to get hurt in the All-Star game, especially going back. I mean, all these guys here are very valuable to their teams. So, you know, some mixed emotions about it. You know, you try to go out there and compete a little bit and not just be, you know, a highlight show. But at the same time, you know, do you guys really want to see, you know, somebody going down for a dunk and somebody going to contest them, and, you know, God forbid something happens, like, in an All-Star game when it could have been avoided. So it's two-folded.
Did anybody complain about this in the 80s? Or the 90s? The 70s? The answer is no. Why is this generation complaining about it? Even worse, somebody younger than Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, he's like, man, he's like, this is a break. He said, who takes their break seriously? Listen to this crap.
For me, it's an All-Star game, so I don't think I will ever look at it like being super competitive. It's always fun, but I don't know what they can do to make it more competitive. I don't know. I think everyone looks at it. It's like it's a break, so I don't think nobody want to come here and compete.
Yeah, it's a break. It's competitive, man. It's supposed to highlight you, the players. It's not what we got. A bunch of dudes running back and forth, jacking up threes to the score of almost 400 points. They took almost 100, the East took almost 100 threes. Combined, they took 168. What are we doing? It's not a basketball game. It's just a shootout. 855-212-4CBS. Freddie is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? What's up?
Hey, not bad. Hey, I just wanted to call and just kind of talk a little bit more about the All-Star game. So clearly something needs to change.
Yeah.
I mean, incentivizing the players is one thing, but, you know, obviously money wouldn't really do anything just based off of the big contracts that they have and what they're already making. But I was thinking, and I want your thoughts about this. What if the NBA was to take a page out of the MLB's book and incentivize the players by, you know, determining where Game 7 would be played, whether East wins.
We've had that. That's not fair. You can't take an exhibition game and then just wake up and go, well, we're gonna put a bunch of guys, because some of the All-Stars are on winning teams. Some of them are losers. Like, there are guys who are losers, right? You can't put them all on one team and then just be like, yeah, well, this is going to determine, you know, what one loser is going to help determine what happens in June. Like, it's an exhibition game. It shouldn't count for anything of real substance. Baseball did this from 2003 to 2016, and baseball stopped because it was bad. It's not fair. And I use this analogy, and I'm going to use it again. Imagine being in the 10th grade or the 12th grade,
and you only graduate from your class if like 75% of the class graduates. And it's just like, what? Because I'm in a class with the kid who eats glue, now I got to be punished for it too. So it's not fair, man. You can't have that all grouped together.
Yeah, no, I see your point.
Imagine Freddie, you got a job. Do you work?
I do.
Well, good for you. Imagine if you didn't get a raise because some idiot was back there not doing his work. How would you feel about that?
Oof, yeah, I would not be too excited about that.
Yeah, I want to work and I want to earn things on my own merit, not because of what somebody else in the same room as me is doing, you know? So I'm not with that.
I gotcha. All right, JR. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Shout outs to Freddie for calling from Sacramento. Thank you, man. Rick is here from Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Review Show. What's up, Rick?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got an idea here. I'm going to give you the short version, but it's going to make the players have incentive to play hard, each team to play hard, and put the league in a good light.
Okay.
Each team is going to have a charity that they're playing for. The winning team is going to get, say, let's just say $1 million to give to the charity. The losing team gets half or quarter of that. There's going to be a cheering section in the stadium for each, with factions from each of those charities. So they're right there live in person watching these guys. And then, on top of that, the leading scorer for the game will get amount towards an individual charity they have. The second leading scorer, but on the opposite team, will get, again, a half or quarter of that. Same thing for rebounds, steals, and assists. So that each one of those players that do the best in those categories will get to give money to their own individual charity.
Rick, that's a lot of incentivizer, man. You lost me at the second thing, man.
It's
come on.
Going to make the league look good, man, and each player is going to play hard at their specialty, whether it's assists, blocks, points.
If I asked you to repeat that, you going to be able to remember it, or you wrote it down?
I can. I've got it down, and I can tell you how they select the charities. I got it down in detail.
Oh, my God.
But
what do you do for a living? I mean, do you do this for free?
No, man.
Oh, this is very creative. I don't know. Maybe you work in marketing. I don't know.
No, I'm a physical therapist, but I figured with your great working charity, you'd appreciate this.
Who, me? Say again?
I figure with your great work with charity, you'd appreciate this.
Oh, with Special Olympics? No,
yeah,
I do. I wish people would just wake up and do good things for good, but what do I know? It's an evil world, I guess, right?
I got you.
Thank you, Rick. Great idea. We should do it for charity, but I think they do that already, no?
I don't know, but we could put some fans right in the stands that are right there standing there watching them, you know?
It'd be nice.
Just ramp it up, make the league look good.
It'd be nice. Maybe, Rick. Thank you for calling from Baltimore.
Have the league call me.
I'll tell them on Park Avenue to call you up, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Rick. Have a good night, bud.
You too. No, it'd be nice. Like, to do things for charity, it'd be nice, and I feel like the NBA does a lot of that already. I mean, aren't there children and kids there? And I've been to these things before, and it's a mix of sponsors. It's supposed to be a celebration of the game. It really is. And the fact that the players aren't even all that interested in participating, it sucks. Hey, Paul is calling from Indiana. That's where they held the damn game. Paul, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, I agree with you. This All-Star crap they're playing now isn't even a game anymore. I'd like to see these little crybabies play when Michael, Magic, Bird, and Ewing played. That was an All-Star game. It was competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not. They don't care. And you know what? Thank you, Paul, for calling from Indiana. Paul mentions Larry Bird. Larry Bird spoke yesterday at this Legends brunch that they always do at the site of every single NBA All-Star weekend. It happens on Sunday morning, and because it was in Indianapolis, I guess they dug out Larry Bird. Larry Bird don't be popping outside all that often. And Larry Bird said what we all want, a competitive damn All-Star game.
The one thing I would really like to see is they play hard tonight in this All-Star game. I think it's very important when you have the best players in the world together, you got to compete. And you got to play hard. And you got to show the fans how good they really are.
Yeah, Larry ain't get his wish now, did he? Nobody got their wish. I remember one year, was it the All-Star game? I think it was the dunk contest. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who at this point in life is no one to be shy. Kareem got up and left. He's sitting right courtside, and he got up and left with his coat and walked out. I'm like, damn. Embarrassing. Kareem was like, I ain't got time for this. 855-212-4C. Hey, Ralph, I'm going to pick up Ralph in Miami. Ralph, don't ask me how I'm doing. I'm great. I'm fine. You don't have to say good evening. Hello to you, Ralph. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead. Threw him for a loop. He doesn't know what to say now. Thank you, Ralph.
No, sorry about
what the heck? Hickey, did I confuse him?
I think he threw too much at me. He wasn't ready for that.
Hold on. He's still here. Ralph, go ahead.
All right, really quick, Joe. I apologize about that. But I really want to say that, yes, the All-Star game has not been competitive lately. It's been horrible. Right. Yeah. In my opinion right now, as you can see, the players are not trying. It's like the points are racking up, no defense. And what I was actually thinking, maybe actually to help more participation in the game, maybe they should add an extra probably participation trophy. Yes. I know I sound cliche for saying that, but they need at least something on the defensive side also to show in, like, at least the best defensive player of the night also to
I don't
at
think,
least.
Man, they don't want no participation trophy. Damian Lillard on Saturday night won the three-point shootout, and Damian Lillard also won the MVP last night as well. What do you think he's doing with these awards? They're going to look nice in his house somewhere or his mama house or wherever. He don't care. It's just another – how many awards you think he got in his house?
You're correct about that. But it's just like there's nothing to be done anymore because everybody tried everything. It's just like the players don't have the heart and soul to play like they used to play anymore.
You're right. Hey, I got a solution, Ralph, and thank you for calling from Miami. Everybody's been calling me and telling me the same thing. We got to do this for charity, or we have to incentivize this and give money here. We got to gimmick it up. Nah. NBA All-Star Game just needs Wembanyama out there dunking on people, blocking shots from the three-point line. They just need somebody who's going to embarrass people. That's it. That's it. It's as simple as that. Somebody who takes the game serious. I felt bad for Wembanyama on Saturday night. When Anthony Edwards is a part, he's his teammate, and he's taking left-handed threes that are clanging off the side of the rim. And Wembanyama's like, I got to work with this dude. I hope, well, Wembanyama seems to be different. So hopefully he can add some legitimacy and, I don't know, rancor into the league. We don't have none. A bunch of dudes making $50 to $60 million a year that just don't want to do a damn thing. And it's a shame. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, folks, I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Maybe not so much talk about crybabies, maybe a little bit. Full of crybabies. Anthony Rendon is a crybaby. Anthony Davis, oh, I may sprain my ankle. Yeah, it's just sad. Hey, Hickey, are people still going to be miserable tomorrow, too, or people be happy?
I feel like it's hard to get any more miserable than people were today. So I'm going to say tomorrow's going to be better.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that miserable guy from Cleveland will call again too. Maybe, right?
Hopefully with a better attitude.
I hope so. Listen, folks, if you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much for listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Hickey. And thank you to you for listening. But don't move. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler, he's up next.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.